Well, today's episode is on important FAQs about new GSTE invoicing rule WEF October 2022 by SAG Infotech Private Limited Company. So let's start. The system of GST law would have been changed over time and is regular. There are various amendments that were circulated in the month of July 2022 and post to that on the date of 1 August 2022 there is another revision that has been declared. It is about the GST Notification 17/2022, Central Tax, on the 1 August 2022. This notification draws the revisions in the turnover limit for compulsory e-invoicing. What is GST e-invoicing? E-invoicing renders B2B invoices that are authenticated electronically via GSTN for use on the GST portal. Beneath the GST electronic invoicing system, an identification number would get provided with respect to every invoice via the Invoice Registration Portal, IRP, which is to be handled via the GST network, GSTN. Some of the common questions regarding GST e-invoicing. In the below specified section, some of the common questions that are concerned with e-invoicing are: Q1. Could I change the information on the reported GST e-invoicing for which the IRN was generated? Answer: A. The revisions would not be feasible on the IRP. Any revision in the information of the invoice reported to IRP could be taken out on the GST portal during the filing of the GST R1. For the case, GST R1 would have been furnished to utilize the process of the revision as given beneath GST. B. Such revisions will be told to the proper officer for the information. Q2. Is it possible to cancel an IRN/invoice reported to IRP? Answer: Yes, through the cancel API. The cancellation required could get initiated within 24 hours from the reporting time of the invoice to IRP. IRN cancellation shall not get allowed if the linked e-way bill is active or the officer verified it while transiting. For the case of IRN cancellation, GST R1 would be updated through the same cancelled status. Q3. Is there any chance to repeat the use of the invoice number of the cancelled IRN? A. No. Once the IRN gets cancelled, the related invoice number does not be used again for the generation of the other GSTE invoice IRN, even within the permitted cancellation window. It would be denied if it gets uploaded on IRP on repetitive usage. B. The same is due to the IRN securing a unique string based on the supplier's GSTN, document number, type of document and financial year. Q4. Could I partially revoke a reported invoice? Answer: No, it has to be revoked in toto. There is no partial cancellation of the notified invoice permitted. Accounting standards and any additional applicable complaints control the cancellation of the invoices. Q5. For the invoice I have generated IRN, there is a difference in the invoice and the supply indeed it does not materialize, hence I need to revoke the same in my system. But I cannot revoke the IRN on IRP as the cancellation window, 24 hours, has expired. What shall I do for the same? Answer: It is a legal need to take IRN by the notified SSE prior to the issuance of the mentioned documents to the recipients. On the IRN generation, the revisions would not be possible on IRP and the IRN cancellation would exclusively be allowed within the time window. Hence the information of the invoice is actually furnished in the duration of tax would be obligated to be notified in the GST R1. GST R1, final and self-assessed statutory statement of outward supplies via the SSE, in the finish of the tax duration. In the e-invoice is auto-populated in GST R1 tables, the SSE would remove the information, wherever needed, according to the documents actually revoked in the tax duration. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141-4072-000. Thanks for listening.